USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say a man is in custody after threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Police say the man was armed with a handgun, knife, and pepper spray and was upset over the prospect that the high court might overturn the decades-old Roe v. Wade abortion case. Attorney General Merrick Garland says this sort of violence against the justices will not be tolerated.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy, and we will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable. For that reason, last month, I accelerated the protection of all the justices' residences 24/7.
The Attorney General also saying the Justice Department is conducting a comprehensive and transparent review of law enforcement's response to the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some with ties to the recent mass shootings are testifying before Congress. During a House hearing, an 11-year-old talked about surviving the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, as other students were dying all around her. This as a bipartisan group of senators is continuing to work on gun legislation. Simone Biles and other Olympic gymnasts are suing the FBI.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. A quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will be removed from office following a recall vote. Appearing on Fox's America's Newsroom, Los Angeles Deputy Attorney John Hatmi says he had radical and extreme policies that led to an increase in violent crime.
Most of us, we wanted reforms. However, what we got with George Gascon and Chesa Boudin is radical and extreme policies that have led to a major increase in homicides, smash-and-grab burglaries, follow-home robberies, fentanyl deaths, and gun violence.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he has launched an investigation into Twitter to determine if they are being transparent about bots on the platform. The Attorney General saying all they're doing is asking questions.
We've sent out what are called civil investigative demands, and there are questions about these accounts and whether they are real, and all we need is real answers. And if we get those real answers and they match up, everything's good. If they're deceiving consumers, that's an extra cost to consumers that they shouldn't have to pay.
The Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors are set to face off once again in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. The series is tied at one game apiece after Boston won Game 1, and the Warriors responded with a dominant win in Game 2. Game 3 will tip off from the TD Garden in Boston at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.